Proclaiming truth to restore life and liberty. This is The Future of America with your hosts, Ramon and Nena Arias. They have proclaimed truth for over 30 years in many nations of the world and now endeavor to restore the values of the biblical worldview that made the United States of America the most powerful nation in the world. Ideas have consequences. They are passed on from generation to generation, forming the culture of a society. To eradicate error, the moral and ethical principles of the Bible must be firmly established in the heart and mind of each individual. Discover how to apply biblical principles to transform your world. And now your hosts, Ramon and Nena Arias.
Ideas do have consequences, most certainly. People die, nations and civilizations die, but ideas never die, which is why we have to be constantly vigilant as to what ideas are coming into our world, what ideas are coming into our life, our family life, what ideas are coming into our communities. And certainly, all ideas affect us one way or another, to a certain degree or another. I'm Nena Arias. Ramon is absent today, so I will be with you with this topic. Today, I want to share with you an article that I read, and I think it's so important. It not only made my blood boil, but it actually nauseated me. Because it is about the audacity and criminality that's going on in our public school systems that you must know about. If you're a parent or grandparent, or you are an uncle or an aunt to school children who are going to the public school, you must be aware of the onslaught that is going on to capture the minds of our children and twist them in the most criminal and evil way. And I'm not exaggerating. If you'll stay with me throughout this topic, you will see what I am talking about. I have titled this Perverted Sex Indoctrination. That is what is going on in our schools. It is perverted sex indoctrination. It is not education. It is not teaching the children how to truly be educated for life. They are being twisted in their minds, in their way of thinking. And this article reports that a school system votes to teach students to determine their own gender. That's right, friends. You heard right. The Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia has just announced a hideous curriculum that they are about to introduce in their school system. And to make matters worse, parents will not be allowed to opt their children out of these classes because they say the lessons will be a part of the mandatory health curriculum. And I personally put that word health in quotes because it is so sick that it cannot be called anything else. Now, this is not just an attack on our children. This is an all-out attack on God's order of creation. These are human beings who have the audacity to go out there and try to change God's order of human beings, God's order of the family, God's order of culture. To put it bluntly, God's order of creation. Now, we know that with recent developments in Ireland, which became the first nation to vote as an entire country to accept same-sex marriage. We have dealt with that topic previously, and it is in our archives under the title Catholic Ireland Votes in Favor of Same-Sex Marriage. So I'm not going to go into that subject, But we are seeing what is happening in the world. It is turning on its head upside down. Because what was wrong for centuries, and for centuries, lies that were considered lies forever and ever, are now being presented as many people's truths. We are being told that black is now to be accepted as white. Why? Because masses of people, judges, ballot boxes say so. They are making the rules now for life. And they want us to agree with them. And the sad part is that many people are agreeing that those lies that have always been lies are now the new truth. So as you listen to the news, what is happening around the world, do you get the idea that the world is going to hell in a handbasket on a fast track? There's no other way to explain it because it is so crazy and confusing. Now, we have known for centuries from the beginning of time that human beings are created male and female. Biology says that. Science says that. There hasn't been anything scientifically discovered to prove the opposite. Now, there are mutations and there are strange things that happen along the human chain. But for the most part, it is established we are born male and female. But the current transgender ideology goes beyond such borders and guidelines that have been established for all time. Now, they are telling us that you can be both genders, no gender, or you can be a gender that you make up for yourself. And the worst part is that we are supposed to agree with them. This is what the Fairfax County public school system has agreed that they are now going to teach their children. That the transgender ideology gives you wiggle room, if you will, to be any gender that you want to be. What is happening to America? What is happening to the world that something like this can be announced to the public and accepted by many? Something that has happened over and over and over again in history. People decide all of a sudden that they want to change the rules to life. Why? Because they figure that the established rules no longer agree with their lifestyle. But the worst part is that these people have our children at their disposal. The minds of our children, the emotions of our children, and they have the opportunity to indoctrinate them into these wild and twisted ideas many hours a day, every day, Monday through Friday. And not enough is being done to counterattack these ideas. The home, for the most part, obviously, is not investing enough time in their children to give them a strong, solid footing to combat the wrong ideas that come their way in these public school systems who are indoctrinating them otherwise. Definitely the church is not doing a good job because there would be more solid footing in the home and our children would be more solidly rooted and grounded on unchanging truths. Now, I am quoting from this article from freedomoutpost.com by Michael Ware. And if you want to find it, you can go there and find it. The article goes on to say, and it quotes Hitler, who stated the following, "He alone who owns the youth gains the future," end of quote. I'm going to read that again. "He alone who owns the youth gains the future," end of quote. Now, the premise is simple. The writer says, the one who is allowed to mold and shape the thinking of children is a given society, and it will rule that society in the future. It will be the ideas that are planted in these children that will rule the day. Now, where have we heard that before? Certainly, history has taught us this lesson many times over and over again, but obviously it is being ignored and forgotten. Are the God-haters using God's ideas more effectively than the church? I would submit to you that they are. Where have you heard that concept before? Whatever a child is taught, they will never forget, and it'll be in their mind all the days of their life. I'll tell you where. In Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." End of quote. They will never forget. A child's mind is so impressionable, is so teachable. You can mold it, you can form it in the way that you want your child to go. So when you train a child in good values, good morals, a solid foundation for life, they will never, ever, ever forget it. Now, what does it mean to train up a child? Obviously, Proverbs is speaking about and making reference to instructing children in the biblical worldview in all matters. Life only makes sense from the biblical worldview. But if your child is in the public school, whatever you are teaching your child in the way of a biblical worldview, it is being attacked on a daily basis. And I doubt that most parents are being watchful over their children to teach them otherwise. Television is too enticing. Both parents going out to work away from the home and leaving the children alone with their computers, with their TV, with all their gadgets is more convenient as a babysitter. So we see that a lot of ground is being lost when we only allow what's going on in the public schools to form and shape the thinking of our children and their value system. Now, the article goes on to say that the idea that there's no such thing as 100% boys or 100% girls is going to be taught in this public school system. Have you ever heard of anything so twisted and perverted? They are saying nobody is ever 100% boy or 100% girl. And they have released this report that they're recommending changes to their family life curriculum from grades 7 through 12. These are the formative years of a child. Can you imagine the short circuit that is going on in the minds of our children? And when you have generation after generation being taught that we come from a process called evolution, something that we really have no control over, that whatever we are is a result of an accident, not really a plan, that we are derived or descended from the animals? Is it any wonder that we see what is happening in the schools today and even in the colleges and universities? Now, what the children in Fairfax County will be taught is that they, no matter what their biological or physical makeup, can be any gender that they choose. They're going to teach the children that it is up to them to choose their gender. If a girl suddenly decides that she is a boy, then she will be accepted as a boy until or unless she chooses not to be a boy any longer. And even those who have no sexual confusion are not ever completely one or the other, because they are going to be told that we are never 100% anything. I'm quoting from this article now. The article also poses a question, which is worth for us to consider. And the question is, what exactly will this look like in the classroom? What do those children have to look forward to? How will this impact their life? And I quote, students will be provided with definitions for sexual orientation terms, heterosexuality, homosexuality, and bisexuality, and the gender identity term transgender. These will be the district's recommendations. Emphasis will be placed on recognizing that everyone is experiencing changes and the role of respectful, inclusive language is promoting an environment free of bias and discrimination. End of quote. What kind of bunk is all this that is being imposed upon the lives of our children? I continue to quote, individual identity will also be described as having four parts: biological gender, gender identity, which includes transgender, gender role, and sexual orientation, which includes heterosexual, bisexual, and homosexual. The district will also introduce young teenagers to the concept that sexuality is a broader spectrum. No more tunnel vision of male and female, and that's it. There's a broader spectrum. By 10th grade, they will be taught that one's sexuality develops through a lifetime. End of quote. Your sexuality develops throughout a lifetime? Don't the doctors say what your gender is when they are born? And they congratulate the parents or the mother. Congratulations, you have a son. Congratulations, you have a daughter. Does science have it wrong? Why do they then limit themselves to these two genders, male and female? Do they not know? Are they not up to date with the science that is being discovered that many genders are possible? Surely there is some science that this school system is considering. Where do these ideas come from? Are they just taking it upon themselves to teach something new without anything to back it up? What is going on here? And this is going on with the authorization of the administrations and those who prepare the curriculum. Why would a school system allow something to be taught when there's no solid scientific evidence to back it up? Well, evidently, Fairfax County schools would teach something like that. Now, the article goes on to quote the Fox reporter Tom Stearns, who says the following, I am always open to learning new things. So I asked the school district to provide me with the textbooks and scientific idea they will be using to instruct the children that there are dozens and dozens of possible genders. Here's the reply I received. John Torre, T-O-R-R-E, is the school's spokesperson. And this is the response. Lessons have not been developed for the proposed lesson objectives, he stated. Because of the need to develop lessons, the proposed objectives would not be implemented until fall of 2016, end of quote. In other words, they don't have a clue what they are doing or how they have developed this so-called study plan, but they've already announced it, that this is what is going to go on in the Fairfax County public school system. Is this not frightening? Is this not completely harebrained? But this school system is so bent on teaching these children these falsehoods that they don't care whether it's true or not. They just made up their mind. We're going to make up something, and this is how we're going to transmit this information. And the parents have absolutely no say-so if they want to object, they would have to take their kids out of school. Hello? Are you listening, parents? Evidently, these so-called educators have all of a sudden unmasked themselves, and rather than educators, they are declaring themselves indoctrinators. An indoctrinator really is a person who can brainwash the thinking capacity of another. At best, they have thrown out the social norms of biology. And certainly something very destructive is happening here because they're seeking to destroy the family and the country through teaching outright lies. This cannot be anything other than that our country and our society are under the judgment of God. When the minds get so twisted, darkness sets in. And I'm talking about darkness in understanding. There's no longer a compass to keep people on track, to keep a society on track. And so everything goes haywire. Definitely, when we pull away from God's moral standards and God's law that He has clearly established in His Word for right living, we are handed over to our own devices. Clearly, what is going on here in this Fairfax County in Virginia are the devices of very twisted minds. These wicked imaginations. What is going to happen to our society? What are we seeing? We are clearly seeing the fall of our country into moral decadence and deprivation. Perverted sex indoctrination. Perverted sex is taking over our country in so many ways. I recently read an article where some teenagers, and I'm talking about at least a couple of teenagers, were sexting, sending nude pictures of each other and of other people, and passing them around and thinking somehow that this is entertaining or that this is funny or this is something that is acceptable to do. Would you have thought of such an activity among supposedly well-bred young people that this would be accepted? Well, are the children to be blamed for this? When everything we see in the movies, in television, when the celebrities and the singers' lyrics of their songs are geared toward all this kind of perversion, and that's what the children hear, with the permission of the parents, when we see movies that are labeled PG-13, you know they should be labeled X-rated. Yet our young people are exposed to very strong language, twisted concepts of love, of sex, blatant sex being played out before their eyes, and Hollywood thinks it's okay because they labeled it PG-13. So any parent who allows their child to see this, they know they're going in for strong, strong stuff. What is happening? Why are we so deluded all of a sudden? Or has it been all of a sudden? I know we've been in deep trouble at least for the past 60 years. Our value system began to radically change. This will lead and always will lead to decay inwardly and outwardly. We will be conquered by our own devices. There is a saying that says, we have seen the enemy and it is us. We are our worst enemy. We are being crumbled from the inside out. And we must recognize, this writer of this article recommends, we must recognize that God will not be mocked. The Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 6:7, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, this he will also reap." And Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and 21 says the following, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight." End of quote of Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. I want to use a quote that we used previously by Will Durant that says it exactly the way it is. Will Durant was a renowned historian, but he was not a Christian, and he said the following, "The greatest question of our time is not communism versus individualism, nor Europe versus America, not even the East versus the West. It's whether men can bear to live without God." End of quote. So we see, friends, that the only answer is that the church return to the law of God as her guide. There's no other solution for this mess that we are in. And as we allow the law of God to guide us, we will begin to reveal the wickedness in our society, this writer says. And our only hope is repentance of sin and believe and practice the gospel. That is the solution. God has an answer for every question. God has a solution for every need in a society. And I totally agree with this writer of this article that is posted on, I will repeat, on freedomoutpost.com. Thank you, Mr. Ware. Thank you for making us aware of what is going on. And parents, if you have children in the public school system, I'll tell you right now, you have the sole jurisdiction of the education of your children. And if you are passing that responsibility onto ungodly people who are going to twist the minds of your children, believe me, you will be held accountable by Almighty God who gave you those children. Or maybe you adopted them, but somehow you accepted the responsibility to lead and guide those children in a good life. It won't happen outside of God's principles. Please heed the warnings that we are seeing all around us and let us work hard to turn this tide around. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us in this broadcast. May these truths challenge and change your heart. We hope today's topic has truly enriched your life so we can make America strong again. This program is made possible by the generous financial support of our listeners. All donations are tax deductible. We would love to hear your questions and comments. Please visit our website at www.culturallegacy.org. You may email us at cl@culturallegacy.org or write to The Future of America, P.O. Box 38456, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27438. Call us at 1-877-732-2887. Again, 1-877-732-2887. Remember, you are a person of positive or negative influence. What you do today will impact the future.